Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Leah. May I have your zip code?
62812.
And was that 62812?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can you verify your first and last name for me?
Tony Lang.
And for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
My address is 103 West Bond Street, Benton, Illinois, 62812.
Thank you. So I see here that you have the Primal Core NO2 along with the Primal Core Testo. How may I help you today?
Well, it seems to me like I canceled this a long time ago. My credit card company just called me today and bringing attention to the fact that I've been paying for this for how long? I don't even know what it is.
Okay. So what it is, it's male enhancement. It's a product that was helped, that was made to help boost your strength, sex drive, as well as your stamina, and it's also made with natural ingredients. So it shows here that you actually began a trial back on March the 7th, 2020. It's where you paid $4.98 and $4.95, which was the shipping and handling of the product. So in the terms and conditions, it actually explained that this was only a 14-day trial, but we actually send you out a 30-day supply. You just had to call in to get your account canceled within the trial period to avoid being billed. But you've only you were only billed for one of the products that you already have, and that was on March the 21st, 2020, and you were billed the $94.96. So the other charges actually were not going through. That it was trying to bill you. It was trying to bill you for the Primal Core NO as well, but those charges actually were not going through. But if you did want to continue, I can give you a 35% discount on any future orders.
No, there's not going to be any future orders. And
even
I want
if
a
I
refund.
Can give...
of, and I want a credit for whatever that you gave it to me for, because I called and canceled this a long time ago.
Okay, when did you call and cancel? Because
I didn't write the date down, young lady. I can't tell you that.
Okay.
I'm
do you have a cancellation
years
number?
Old and I don't have much of a member.
Okay. Do
I
you
got
have
paperwork
your...
around? No, ma'am.
Okay. Because anytime anyone calls in to cancel, the system automatically saves and notates over the account. And I'm not seeing here where you did call in, but I can even give you a 50% discount on any future orders.
You mean future orders? There's not going to be any future orders.
All right. Well, we really would hate to lose you as a customer. Are you sure you didn't want to continue? I can even give you
a
75%.
Customer, I'm not taking anything that you sent me. I don't have. I'm not. I have no idea what this stuff even is.
It's mail enhancement.
Yes, you need
product.
To remove. You need to remove everything and credit my account. Or I'll just call the credit card company right now and report it as fraud.
Okay, sir. Well, it's not fraud because the terms and conditions were provided to you, and it shows here that you clicked the box stating that you read those terms and conditions. So we are able to provide them information stating that it's not fraud. But are you stating that you're going to get the charge disputed?
Hey, did you charge me $90-some?
Yes, sir. You were billed for a product that you already have, which was $94.96. And it shows here the shipping and handling shows here that the products were delivered to your address that you have verified as
so
of March.
So if it's
the
still
16th.
In the package and not been opened, all I have to do is take it to the post office, correct?
No, sir. Unfortunately, due to the health and safety standards of the company, we're not allowed to accept the products back once it has been shipped out.
Yeah, I think that I received it the other day and had no idea what it was, and I didn't open it. So I
okay,
will take
well,
it back to
you...
the post office and decline. I will decline it, which you need to take the charges off my account, young lady.
Okay.
There's no way that I am going to sign up for something that's going to go from $4.98 to $98. For a what is male enhancement drug? Is that what you said? Something that would make me stronger?
Male enhancement products, yes, sir. I did hear you state that you were going to reach out to your credit card company. Are you stating?
Well, I'm
going to
do something. I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Okay. Are you stating that you're going to get the charges disputed?
Are you going to remove it from my account? Are you going to give me a credit is what I'm asking you?
If the charges are not, if you have not got the charges disputed, I'm willing to reach out to the billing department for you. I can explain to them your situation, and I can see what we can do about that charge.
Okay, I've not disputed anything.
Okay, do you mind holding just for a few seconds?
I'm glad to hold.
Thank you. Okay, so I do want to thank you for holding while I went ahead and reached out to them very quickly. So I explained to them a little of your situation, and they went ahead and authorized a 35% refund for that charge. Did you want me to get that process for you?
Hey, a minute ago you told me 50%.
That was
remember?
On a discount on any future orders, if you were willing
to
continue.
Oh, is that what that was?
But I'm
well,
actually, yes, sir, I reached out to them about a refund. We do normally have a no refund policy, but I did explain to them just a little of your situation, and this, they authorized a 35% refund.
All right. Refund it and cancel it. Don't send
yes,
me any
sir.
More of this stuff.
So I have
please.
It canceled, and I'm going to go ahead and get it refunded for you. I have a cancellation number that I would like to give you as well.
Hang
as
on.
As, okay.
Hang on. Let me find an ink pen. Now let me see if it writes. Hey, I don't have to throw it away. All right, give me that number, young lady.
It's going to be, first it's going to be C as in cancel, 718-115-18F as in fox, A as in apple. And you're going to receive an email as well stating that your account has been canceled and you have been refunded the 35%.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Leah, and that's spelled L-E-A-H.
All right, Leah. I want to apologize for being a jerk to you. I know this is not your fault.
It's okay. I completely understand. I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Leah.
You're welcome.